Morning, Rob. What's up, man?
What's up? How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's the arm right now?
What's up?
How's the arm, and what exactly is the timeline here? Any concerns at all about camp or anything?
Arm's doing all right. Just cast it up and got a lot of time to heal now, so there's no hurry, no rush. Just taking it week by week and then day by day and just getting stronger every day. So I'm improving every week, and basically it's off season now, so no time to rush it, and I get 100% before camp starts.
Saw a picture of you with the NFL Play 60 campaign, which is a great campaign. The black cast, Rob, it's pretty big. It's bigger than the one we saw, you know, when you came back. Is there a reason it's like the whole arm? It's like taking up your whole arm right now.
That's the kind of cast the doctors gave me, and whatever the doctor's order are, I listen to. So they gave me a whole cast. I mean, cover up my whole arm. So no biggie. I mean, it's not uncomfortable, so it's fine. And as long as it's doing the job, I'm good. I'm good with it.
You know, how hard was it? Because it's a couple years in a row. I mean, you played in that Super Bowl, but we all know you weren't 100%. You weren't involved in that Baltimore game. Just sitting there and watching it, knowing the most important time of the year, you're unable to go out there and do what you do best.
Yes. I was out there, and when I'm out there, I mean, no excuses or nothing. So I'm accountable for my teammates when I'm out there playing, and gave it all we had, definitely, at the game.
When you hit the ground on the sideline, the play that you appear to be re-injured and I guess re-breaking a new break there, Rob, I mean, did you know right away when you made the catch and land out of bounds that, uh-oh, something might not be right here?
Yes, definitely. I mean, right when I landed, I mean, obviously I was in huge pain, and I knew there was something wrong right when it hit. So I just wasn't sure exactly what it was, because sometimes you get a stinger, sometimes you get, like, a Charlie horse, and they go away after 2 minutes, and they just hurt real bad real quick for like 2 minutes. So I was just hoping it was that, like a quick stinger, like hitting your joint in your elbow or something, where it just numbs your arm real quick. Just hoping it was one of those, but the pain wasn't going away, obviously, and obviously it broke. So it wasn't the way I wanted to go out. Definitely wasn't, and it was what it was, but that's what happened.
There was a lot of conversation after the initial injury of, you know, special teams and Gronk, is he too valuable to be out there? Was it indeed on that extra point, or did it happen maybe earlier in that game?
No, it happened on the extra point, but it's football. I mean, you got to be out there. It's a team game. You got to be out there for your team. So doesn't matter when it really happened. It can happen at any time. So it's just a freak accident, and just got to get 100% now.
You were on the field 6 weeks later in that Miami game, and it was a good picture of you kind of avoiding that arm or just dangling that arm. Was that bothering you that much in that final game of the year, regular season?
I really wasn't that confident, obviously, going in, because obviously I was using one hand, as you can see, everything. But I was just getting used to it now, and just getting the flow of the game again. It was good to get the speed down and all that, and just getting prepared going into the playoffs, playing in that Miami game.
Did that concern you? Because, you know, we were talking about broken bones, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, and there you were 6 weeks out, and you were still feeling it. Was there any talks about not playing in that game?
No. I mean, if the doctors didn't clear me, and they said I wasn't smart to play in the Miami game, then I wouldn't have. But the doctors cleared me, and they said I was good to go. So, obviously, I want to be out there whenever I can get out there. So right when they said I was clear, I was definitely ready to go.
But was there a concern? Because you just obviously didn't feel right, and then we thought maybe in a couple of weeks, first game of the playoffs, you'd be a lot better, and first play you hit the ground. I mean, were you trying to figure out why this was still bothering you, and then maybe you found out later that there was maybe stress on another part of the bone?
What's that? What's the beginning?
Like, how concerned were you, like, moving forward? Did you think the 2 weeks were going to help at all? Because, and you're 6 weeks out. You got to be sitting there thinking it's healed by now, and it wasn't.
I couldn't really tell you if it was healed or not. It felt good, and just going into the playoff game, I felt ready. I felt confident about it, and like I said, it was just a freak accident, and just didn't go the way I planned, and it broke in a different spot, and just wasn't just happened, and obviously wasn't planning on that, and
you should have tried some deer antler spray. Heard that stuff works pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
We're talking to Rob Gronkowski. He's joining us live from New Orleans with Fanatics.com.
Have you ever heard of that stuff before?
Yeah, Fanatics.com. I love it, actually. I'm out whenever I need my gear. That's where I just go real quick. Instead of going in the stores around there, getting hassled by fans and stuff, I can just easily go online, get all my gear, get all my current gear for my family, for my friends, get all my New England gear. And the best thing is I always get my blankets from there, all that good stuff for my parents because always when they come to the cold games. So I love the site. So quick and easy, and it has everything I need.
See, I don't want to confuse our listeners because I know we were talking about the site. We can get all the information, but I was wondering more if you had ever heard of Deer Antler.
Oh, I've never heard of Deer Antler. No, I never heard of that.
All right. I don't want everybody to be confused out there.
Never heard of Mitch Ross or Swats and their Deer Antler spray, Rob?
No, I've never heard of any of that.
Guy you play next to, Wes Welker. Can you explain as a receiving tight end what Wes Welker does for you, Rob, in terms of does he free up space? He make your job easier, middle of the field?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you're talking about Wes here. That's why he has over 100 catches a year. He's an unbelievable player, and he helps out so much for the team. He's a great, reliable target, and he helps me to get open. He helps the rest of the players to get open because they got to double cover him. That leaves single coverage for other players. So he's a great player to play with, and he helps out definitely in the pass game.
Do you think he'll be back next year with the team, Rob?
I have no clue. It's not my decision, and I have no say in it.
You know, Rob, there's a lot of talk about this offense in the postseason, maybe struggling playing against physical teams. And like we were saying, it's got to be frustrating for you and that maybe being at your peak, maybe physically healthy-wise down the stretch. But the two tight ends, we always talk about you and Hernandez. And this year it just seemed like you were never on the field together. Does that take away from what you're able to do offensively, what the original game plan was?
Yes. We love being out on the field together. Aaron and I, we got great chemistry out there. And unfortunately, we really didn't get out on the field together this year. And we definitely miss that. We always talk about getting back out there, and just unfortunately, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go. So we just gotta grind it out this offseason. I gotta rehab hard, get 100%, and then next year when we start camp up, Aaron and I can get out there together, and we can start that flow going again.
Explain what it was like working with Josh for a full year for the first time. It seems like he likes that two tight end set, and as you said, try to utilize it. Did you like the offense that he put together with you guys?
Yes. He's a great coach, great guy, and I love his offense. I mean, he's always trying to get the tight ends out there, so whenever a coach is trying to get the tight ends out there, you know I love that.
No, I don't think we've seen it before. You know, we had the summer of Gronk last year. And, you know, it looked like you had a good time. So I don't think – you don't have that Manti Te'o problem, correct? Because we've actually seen pictures of your girlfriend.
No, I don't got that problem.
Can you ever imagine being duped, or would you have to see this girl?
That was unbelievable. I got really no comment about it.
You have no comment, but here's what we need you to do. If you see Manti, you got to coach him up on – you know, there's actual girls on campus there at Notre Dame, Rob. He didn't have to go to the internet. You could maybe teach him, give him some relationship lessons on how to get girls that on that campus, right?
I'm wanting the same thing. I think everyone can give him lessons.
Is it disappointing being there this week in New Orleans for a Super Bowl? Your team's not involved. Then you can explain what that's like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, wish. It went a different way, and it's always can't really say a disappointment, but, I mean, you're not really satisfied about it. I mean, we gave it all we had all year, and I gave it all I had with whenever I got out there. So, it obviously didn't go the way, and unfortunately it didn't. But, I mean, you live and you learn, so we got to make some corrections and get better in the offseason so we can play better in the playoffs next year in the regular season, too, to get to the playoffs. So, we just got to do well. We got to practice hard, and we got to work harder to get to the next level.
Now, you got a prediction on this game?
I got no predictions.
Come on.
You going to watch it?
I don't know.
New Orleans is a good town. I'm with you. I don't know. I don't know if I'd have time to watch the game.
Exactly.
Your jersey, the Rob Gronkowski jersey last year, was number 8 in the NFL in sales. And so what you're telling me is if I want to outfit you know, my son, who's 6 weeks old, in a little Gronk jersey, I should go to Fanatics.com and pick it up there?
Yeah, they'll have everything you need from youth sizes to adult sizes. It doesn't matter. They'll have it. So you can get your six-month-year-old kid a Gronk jersey.
Well, he's 6 weeks, and I want to be able to pull some of the girls you've pulled. So I'm going to get him one of these jerseys and hope it helps out.
That'll be great. I appreciate it, too.
There you go. I appreciate
the support.
Rob, we appreciate your time. Best of luck with the offseason and your preparation for next year, and enjoy New Orleans.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.